Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We welcome our visitors. We're happy that you're here and part of our worship tonight. And we pray that this will be an exciting opportunity to praise the Lord. Let's begin by singing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Two verses.
Messiah is born.
Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
The light of Jesus the Christ shines in the middle of our wreath.
Jesus comes to be born in our hearts as we invite him.
O God, as light comes from this candle, may the blessing of Jesus Christ come to us, swarming our hearts and brightening our way. May Christ our Savior bring life into the darkness of this world and to us as we wait for his coming.
Amen. Amen.
Shines.
We welcome our Savior to Bethlehem and Buffalo, to our hearts and our souls. Welcome, Lord Jesus, the light of our world. Amen.
Amen.
As we look forward once again to celebrating the joy of the birth of your Son, Lord God, we look inward to discover and confess our sin. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus.
Forgive our lack of faith and trust in your will.
Your son was born in the poverty of a stable.
Forgive our neglect of the poor.
The shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem.
Forgive our selfishness and lack of concern for others.
The Magi followed the star to find the Savior of the nations.
Forgive our reluctance to seek you with all our hearts.
The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." With joy I announce to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God is with us on our journey of Christmas. Let us live now in his presence.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, to live in my heart. Amen.
Given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Word of God, Word of Life.
Thanks be to God.
The Journey of the Annunciation from Luke 1. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. for with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be enrolled, and everyone went to their own village, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angel had gone away from from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the children to come up.
Hi.
All ready for Christmas, right?
Yeah,
how many of you have seen Jesus? Didn't I see Jesus yet? Is he hiding? No. Where do you think Jesus is going to be found? Do you know about the little boy who wanted a bicycle? And, you know, you've seen these big displays of the nativity scene, you know, Jesus and Mary and the baby on the lawn. Well, in this one, they had a little doll that was playing the part of Jesus, just laying there. And all at once, the baby Jesus disappeared. And they wondered where in the world that baby could be. And then they got an anonymous phone call from some kid who said, "I'm holding Jesus hostage. If you want him back, I need a bicycle." Now, I don't think that'll work. Do you? Because where do you think Jesus would like to be most? Do you think he would like to be in a palace? No? How about in a horse barn? Maybe. How about in your heart? All right, that's where Jesus wants to be. And that's where we invite Jesus to come. So when you come to worship, always say a prayer asking Jesus to come, because you know what he said? He promised that wherever two or more are gathered in his name, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. All right? How many people we got here? We got two?
More.
Maybe more. Two or more are here. So Jesus is here. And Jesus wants to come into your heart too. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, for coming into our lives and into our hearts. Bless us, so that your presence will be shining forth in all that we do and say. Amen.
Amen.
You can have a seat. Well, we have been on a journey. A journey that started way back when in history. And we've been on a journey through Lent, Advent, all the way to Christmas and beyond as we look forward to the second coming. So Jesus has been waiting for us, coming into our lives every day. One of our problems quite often is that we have a spiritual GPS that sometimes, have you ever had your GPS lead you someplace you didn't want to go? We have. I mean, we had to take us around in a circle and never did find what we were looking for using it. Well, spiritual GPS is kind of the same way. We need spiritual guidance to lead us where we want to go. But quite often we get turned around and go in the wrong direction, or we get the wrong instruction. There's a comic strip that I enjoy. It's Beetle Bailey. Have you seen that? Okay, in one of those Beetle Bailey comic strips, there's a character by the name of Zero. Now, if I understand it right, Zero kind of defines his IQ. It's not very high.
Well, Zero comes to the sergeant and he says, "Sergeant, you know that barracks you want us to build? Is it all right if we build the inside first?" And the sergeant just shakes his head and said, "Zero, you ninny, you can't build a building from the inside out. You've got to start with the floor. You've got to build walls and a ceiling before you can build the inside." Well, Zero thinks about that a little bit, turns to his friends and says, "Come on, guys, we've got to tear it all down and start all over." Well, sometimes God has to do that with us. Let us fall so that we can be rebuilt again. If you look at the way in which the children of Israel had their spiritual GPSs messed up over the centuries, it's just amazing that we are where we are. All the way back to Adam and Eve, we have this attitude that they were they and we are we, and we don't really come together. But if we were good Jews, we would understand that remembering is not just looking at that poster and remembering, yeah, we had a hundredth anniversary. We would remember, we would relive all 100 years of that. We would relive what it meant for our ancestors to come through all of the difficulties and all of the struggles through all those years. The Hebrew people, even today, will tell you, "We were there when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. We were there when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. We were there when we messed up so bad that God let us go into exile in Babylon. We were there when we got to come back to the Holy Land. We were there," because they relive. If you know any Jewish people, ask them about it. Because they'll tell you that the celebrations that they have, like they just celebrated Hanukkah. There are elaborate ceremonies dealing with that to help them relive those events. One of the reasons we end up in difficulty is we don't pay attention to what God is trying to teach us. Where is God leading us? What does God want from us? It is that mess up of the tearing down which brings about, what's brought about the flood. Remember, God had to start all over again. It's the same kind of thing, excuse me, that happened when the children of Israel were in Egypt and were brought back, or when they're in exile and brought back. Paul experienced some of that. He had to get knocked off his high horse. Actually, it was a donkey. But he had to get knocked off that and then was blinded until he could see what God was trying to say to him. How extreme things had to be for Paul finally to come to his senses and realize he was persecuting Christ. You know, Jesus said something about that, not just to Paul, but to us in the gospel, when he says, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me." He keeps telling us over and over again what he wants of us and what we need to do to be his servants in the world. But sometimes it's really hard to catch a glimpse. It's hard to catch a glimpse of Christ because there's so much else to see. You know, you look at the tree and you see all those lights, see all the beautiful decorations, and sometimes you don't see more than that. But and I'm in the dark here too. Almost. Sometimes we need to catch a glimpse. And only a glimpse. "I only caught a glimpse of him, only in the light.
light so dim. Then I saw that heavenly light. When I saw his eyes so bright, while the world outside remains, kings of earth in their domain, here in quiet stable place, comes the one with heaven's grace.
The refrain is in your bulletin if you'd like to sing along.
Glimpse of heaven in his eyes, glimpse of heaven from the skies, glimpse of heaven, angels sing, England, heaven, bells will ring, glimpse of heaven close to me, glimpse of heaven now I see. Not a palace nor a throne, not a temple, crown or throne, not a label gossip spread, not a tale you heard was said. What I saw is what I tell, not mere gossip from the well. Shepherds, peasants, sinners all, on their knees before him fall. Glimpse of heaven in his eyes, glimpse of heaven from the skies, glimpse of heaven, angels sing, glimpse of heaven, bells will ring, glimpse of heaven close to me, glimpse of heaven now I see.
Sometimes it's hard to get a glimpse of heaven. Almost knocked that one over. Helps to have eyes in the back of your head, doesn't it? But if we have the slightest bit of a glimpse of the one who came to save us, imagine how he can change our entire lives, our entire outlook on life. Lars Eriksson was a man who was down on everything. He was in ill health. They were nearing poverty. They had very little to live on. And on Christmas Eve, he was about as far in the dumps as he could possibly get. His little daughter, who was 5, was playing nearby, cutting little paper products that looked like the manger scene, sort of. And she put it up near her dad, and she said, "How do you like it, Dad?" And he said, "Fine." She said, "Dad, you didn't even look. You got to get down on your knees in order to get a glimpse of Jesus." Well, maybe that's true for us too. Maybe we have to get down so that we can see Jesus also. Because we live so high and far above the lowly. Remember that the shepherds only got to go see Jesus because they were the poorest, low-class people there were. They'd never have made it into a palace. But there, in a stable, they got a glimpse of Jesus. Joseph and Mary got a glimpse of Jesus, and you and I can also. Now I see it when I pray. Now I see it every day. Now I see it in the face of the child of every race. Now I see it, one who's true, loving, giving, giving to. Now I glimpse it just like new. Wondrous gift I see in you. Glimpse of heaven in the eyes, glimpse of heaven from the skies, glimpse of heaven angels sing, glimpse of heaven bells will ring, glimpse of heaven close to me, glimpse of heaven now I see. May you this Christmas catch a glimpse of heaven. A glimpse of Jesus, a glimpse of the one who gives you life. Amen.
Amen.
Grace and righteousness, bind your church together during this Christmas season that we bear witness to the truth of the gospel throughout the world.
Holy God, all creation reveals your splendor and majesty. Guide us in caring for the earth and all it contains, and bring about favorable weather during this time of travel.
Holy God, in the midst of chaos, your Son was born for us. Instill in politicians, military leaders, and civil servants a desire for justice and peace.
Holy God, you care for your children in this and every place. Grant relief to those in fear, shelter to those who are homeless, community to those who are isolated, joy to expectant parents, relief to those who yearn for children, and healing to the sick, especially those we name in our hearts before you now.
Holy God, protect those who travel, comfort those who are alone, accompany those who celebrate, and make your presence known among those who gather around word and sacrament.
Holy God, we ask your special blessing upon the call committee. We ask for your blessing that your Holy Spirit might guide them and direct them, fill them with ideas and hope and new ways of doing things. We ask your blessing on Bill Hawley, Leslie Pearson, Loretta Funk, Dean Knauer, Scott Madsen, Walker Silvernagle, Don Scantling, Barb Millett, Peggy Bierke, Cheryl Gerard, and Kathy Ryman. Holy God, your Son became incarnate to provide salvation for all. Lead us by the example of the faithful departed as we await the blessed hope of the life to come.
Hear the prayers of your people, glorious God, for the sake of the one who took on our nature and form to redeem the whole world, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Journey of the Magi. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We come with gifts from our hearts. We return to you what you have first given us, our time, our talents, our treasures. With joy, we thank you for all you have.
This song. Hosanna in
come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus says, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Come, journey to the Lord's table to receive him. You may be seated. All are welcome at the table of the Lord.
Chelsea's day, oh,
May the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and keep you in his grace. May the body and blood of Christ fill you with his Christmas peace. And may Christ's child continue to live in your heart from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. At this time, we will begin dimming lights, I think, pretty soon. But the gospel is a light which shines out to show the glory of the Christmas child.
His light is reflected by our hearts and lives so that we become lights for others who have not found it or experienced it themselves.
The Bible tells about this light in our lives. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. As you receive this symbol of light from the Christ candle, remember that you receive the light of God through Jesus Christ.
The way of light he brings is the way of salvation and faith for our own life with God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Stay with us, Lord Jesus.
Keep our hearts warm with the glow of your Christmas love. Amen.
May the Lord God bless and keep you. May God's face upon you shine. May God's grace be ever faithful. Fill your lives with light divine. Amen.
May God's peace your hearts refine.
Let us go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will. Amen.
Curse is mine.